This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. President Joe Biden on Tuesday traveled to a place very familiar to him, the U.S. Virgin Islands, to enjoy some downtime and warmer weather. And the president and his wife, First Lady Jill Biden, flew from Washington on Tuesday to St. Croix, one of three islands that make up the U.S. territory in the Caribbean. St. John and St. Thomas are the other two islands. The Bidens are joined by their daughter Ashley and her husband Howard Krim, as well as grandchildren Natalie and Hunter, whose father was the president's late son, Beau. St. Croix is a tropical getaway that Biden has been getting away to at least since he was vice president from 2009 to 2017. State military police were sent Tuesday to keep people off Buffalo's snow-choked roads, and officials kept counting fatalities 3 days after western New York's deadliest storm in at least two generations. Even as suburban roads and most major highways in the area reopened, Erie County Executive Mark Policarts warned that police would be stationed at entrances to Buffalo and at major intersections because some drivers were flaunting a ban on driving within New York's second most populous city. More than 30 people are reported to have died in the region, officials say, including seven storm-related deaths announced Tuesday by Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown's office. The toll surpasses that of the historic blizzard of 1977, blamed for killing as many as 29 people in an area known for harsh winter weather. An 80-year-old Southern California liquor store owner who opened fire with a shotgun and wounded a would-be armed robber this summer has died, the store reported Tuesday. Craig Cope died Tuesday morning, and a memorial at Norco Market and Liquor will be held at a later date, according to a Facebook post. It didn't mention a cause of death. Cope was alone at the counter shortly before 3 a.m. July 31st in Norco in Riverside County when a man in a ski mask came through the door pointing a rifle and demanding, "Hands in the air, hands in the air." Surveillance video shows Cope firing one blast from the shotgun. This is USA News.
My Pillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a My Pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Russia's foreign minister on Tuesday warned Ukraine that it must dematerialize, threatening further military action and falsely accusing Ukraine and the West of fueling the war that started with Moscow's invasion. Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia, otherwise the Russian army will solve the issue. His comments also reflected persistent, unfounded claims by the Kremlin that Ukraine and its Western allies were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Serbs on Tuesday erected more roadblocks in northern Kosovo and defied international bans to remove those placed earlier, a day after Serbia put its troops near the border on a high level of combat readiness. The new barriers made of heavily loaded trucks were put up overnight in a northern Kosovo town divided between Kosovo Serbs and ethnic Albanians, who represent the majority in Kosovo as a whole. It was the first time since the recent crisis started that Serbs have blocked streets in one of the main towns. Until now, barricades have been set on roads leading to the Kosovo-Serbia border. Starting January 1st, many Americans will qualify for a tax credit of up to $7,500 for buying an electric vehicle. The credit, part of the changes enacted in the Inflation Reduction Act, is designed to spur EV sales and reduce greenhouse emissions. But a complex web of requirements, including where vehicles and batteries must be manufactured, to qualify is casting doubt on whether anyone can receive the full $7,500 credit next year. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher level. Let's get lit!